Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to roll into my next guest, and he is Sanford Coggins. He's visiting us again from VisionWise Capital. And last time he came on, Sanford, we talked a lot about what VisionWise Capital, your company, is doing. And I think we want to get a little deeper into that this time. So welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Bill. It's good to be back.
Pleasure to see you. And hope summer's going well. It sounds like you have your family at hand. That's all good.
Yeah, it's a spectacular summer rolled out, actually, with all five of us at home. And it's a good thing. We celebrated our 28th wedding anniversary, and I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than having kids come home and honor their mother and father and have great things to say at a birthday party. It was great, great June, great
July.
What
a blessing. What a blessing. And you know, that's what summer should be all about, right? That's just a fantastic existence, and happy for you there. And how are things going at VisionWise Capital?
Very well. We had a great June. It's, again, I piggyback on the fact that it's your Father's Day. We all experience that who have kids. Birthday, 28th wedding anniversary, and the closing of a $15 million apartment building all in the same month. So VisionWise Capital closed escrow on 195 units, our second deal, and it was a spectacular finish and a great asset.
And so one of the things that makes VisionWise different from, say, a real estate investment trust or other kind of packaged real estate parcels out there is the due diligence, the hands-on experience that the investors have. You even told me one time that one of your investors was actually able to stay in one of the apartments and really experience what the building was like so we could see if he wanted to invest in it, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a loft-style condo complex that we closed in last year, and one of the investors, you're right, they just couldn't seem to, on paper, get their head around it entirely. So they actually wanted to go out and spend the night, which they asked us to do. Let them do that. They asked again the second night and invited some friends over, and it was just a great experience for them. They ultimately became an investor as a result of the experience.
Talk about, you know, pride of ownership, and you can't do that with a mutual fund or a real estate.
You can't touch it quite as well, can you?
That's that's awesome that you could actually feel what your tenants are going to be feeling and living around there and really see what the experience is going to be, that it's a positive experience. It's got to make you feel good about it.
It speaks to the quality of the assets that we acquire also, that an investor would have a good time staying in the facility. But I think the other part about what VisionWise Capital does for the investor is it allows them to invest directly in the commercial real estate, therefore getting the tax benefits passed through to them as a result of being an investor. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of access for them to do just that. Most packaged products generate ordinary income. They're getting a K-1 at the end of the year and getting a total tax deferral or a tax elimination for most of the income they generate.
Yeah, well, that's very important. Everybody's tax sensitive these days, and taking a look at seeing where can they get income, tax benefits. And one of the things you talk about in your real estate and buying commercial properties is buying them with leverage but without debt. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, we have two products at VisionWise Capital. The one we just talked about, we directly invite clients to invest in individual single-purpose assets, whether it be an apartment complex or a retail shopping center or multi-tenant industrial. Those are the three product types we like the most, and effectively in California right now. So that's a great opportunity for investors to have their wealth advisors actually bring them in or usher them into a direct investment in real estate. But we also found a second product that's I'm starting to believe is a game changer, and that is, instead of having bank debt on real estate that gives you the leverage and ultimately the pop in terms of your returns, what we found is you can have equity replace that debt in the form of a fund that we call the debt replacement fund. And effectively what that does, it gives the owner the leverage, but it takes away the risk of foreclosure, the risk of a capital call to his investors, the risk of ever having some form of a technical default that drives an appraisal, that drives the taking away of the asset altogether. What this does is it provides you with an equity partner for that 65 or 70% of your portfolio or your asset. But in a downturn, which since 1790, we've had about 4.7 years between each recession on average, you're going to hit one. And in that downturn, what we found is it's not the mortgage not being paid, it's a debt coverage ratio above the mortgage that you have to meet that causes the bank to go into a reactive mode. So we eliminate that by having this fund take the place of the bank, and we ride through a recession, and everybody wins on the other end because time heals real estate.
So by eliminating that risk, what kind of peace of mind does that give to the investor? I mean, that sounds like it would give them tremendous peace of mind.
Yeah, you have two investors in this case now, right? You have the fund investor that's actually part of the fund that's using, replacing the debt. That investor is a bond-type investor that's normally getting on a 10-year Treasury note 2.75% and paying taxes on a portion of that. Mm-hmm. Here they're getting 6%, and they're not paying taxes on hardly any of it because of the pass-throughs. So that's one investor. In addition to that, because the other side of the equation, the owner now is getting a no foreclosure risk environment, and they don't have to worry about in a downturn having the asset taken away, they're willing to give up 5 or 10% of the equity upside at the sale of the building, which goes to the same class of fund investors that are typically bond buyers that never get an upside at the end of a bond deal. So I think it's a win-win situation for both. You can't replace the debt any cheaper than what we're doing. It's about the same as a bank cost without all the loan covenants.
Well, and as an investment firm yourself, or as a facilitator of all this, it seems like it would allow you to have a little better strategy of knowing that people are going to stay with you longer with that, with taking away those risks. You know, that why would somebody get out of that? I mean, they're getting good yield, working towards more and more equity in an appreciating marketplace.
No question at all. For the bond buyer, it doesn't get much better than to double your return on a 10-year treasury and get an upside of 5 to 10% of the building upside when it sells. But I think the other part of it, the bigger picture of this is, I believe if we look back 7 years in our economy, that if we had not had bank debt, if we had not had predatory lending and silly borrowing, we wouldn't have had a recession. And in worst case, it would have been very shallow. But because of that leverage and the overuse of it, and the fact that when things are going well, people look one way but not both ways when they cross the street, we tend to overdo it. This, I believe, is a game changer in the sense that it will eliminate the risk of foreclosure. That's a big deal. If you don't lose your asset during a recession, you have a chance to regain. And we've seen that with Orange County up 20% per year for the last 2 years in residential. And now we're starting to see the commercial market bounce back. You don't bounce back if you lose your asset. This eliminates that risk.
That's fantastic. Now let's talk about the vision behind VisionWise. Sanford, I've read that your goal at VisionWise Capital is to change the way commercial real estate is delivered to and from wealth advisors. But what is the vision that drives that goal?
The big part of that vision is freedom. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to try to completely connect the dots even here on this program, but freedom for me says, if I can be in a position where I can own assets and not have to worry about losing the assets and have the assets cash flow during times that are great and during times that are poor, that's freedom to me. I can now turn my attention to things that I enjoy as an investor and not have to watch the stock market every day, not have to worry about my net worth being up or down while I'm on vacation. There's freedom in eliminating the responsibility to cover a debt call. So the biggest part of it is, can I show people how to buy real estate in a more intelligent way, give them direct access to all the full benefits of real estate ownership, including the tax pass-through, and give them the upside that's fully theirs without all the fees that seem to bog down the package products from giving the performance that the investor really wants at the end of the day.
And you've talked about that a lot in the past, that there are a lot of hidden things that people really don't realize what they're getting in there, because their prospectus is hundreds of pages long and fine print, and there's a lot that can get buried into those package types of products. And this is a pure play. So
yeah, Bill, I'm not here to hammer on anyone. I told someone the other day that I'm not a hater of those that don't seem to do it as effectively for the investor, but I am a protector of the investor. And I feel like I'm more like the Surgeon General. I mean, it's just like it can cause cancer. I mean, that is the message. But the reality is, when you look at a prospectus that's 420 pages long and 6 font, you're not going to necessarily look on page 119 through 127 to find the compensation structure. But if you do, in every single one of those package products, you'll find that the fees are egregious. They really are. They are not real estate fees. They're asset management fees, which means that the other side, the sponsor, can make money on that asset without the asset making money. And that's why so many people are getting disgruntled by getting a 6% cash flow.
Yeah.
And that distribution is wonderful, but it's ordinary income. And they get their money back at the end of the deal, maybe, because there's really no upside in the assets that they're buying.
But there's so much going back out to the promoters and to everybody else that's involved with it that it's hard to gather any equity out of that type
it
of
is.
A play, right?
I mean, yeah, most of those, most of those, you invest in them and you're already underwater by 13 to 15% of your portfolio because of the fees on the front end.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to dig out of that.
Is that just because those are difficult to sell, so they have to load them pretty heavily? Is that the thought behind it, or is it
no?
Just,
you know what? They serve a great purpose, right? Mm-hmm. 40 years now they've been around, and REITs is what we're talking mm-hmm. about here. They serve the purpose of allowing the smaller investor that has $2,000 in an IRA or $5,000 in a qualified account to be able to invest in large Class A property. Wouldn't be able to do that any other way. So they serve a great purpose in that regard. It's just the problem is when you get to the place where you're an accredited investor and you have $1 million of investable assets in addition to your home, you don't need that sort of watered down and diluted performance operator. You need to directly invest. You're smart enough to diversify your own portfolio by buying a piece of each shopping center times maybe 5 or 7. And get the performance that real estate really can engender.
Well, you can buy your groceries at 7-Eleven, but after a while, you're just going to realize it's a lot better to go to Costco every once in a while.
That's right. There's a price for convenience, right?
So, what does an investor need to look like or come to you with? What do you look for resource-wise?
The investors in our deals are technically Reg D deals. They have to be accredited. And accreditation just simply means they have to have, again, at least $1 million of investable capital, not including the home equity. Or they could have an income standard of $300,000 a year, or if they're married, or jointly filing, or $200,000 a year if they're single. It's not a huge hurdle for a lot of people in California. It's a big hurdle for a lot of others.
Mm-hmm.
But then the debt replacement fund, on the other hand, is a qualifier for a larger audience. It does not have to be an accredited group. So that audience can participate in debt freedom and participate, again, in a nice return, a high single-digit, low double-digit return, and, again, get the quality of the assets that they want in their portfolio.
What kind of minimums are we talking about for people out there?
$25,000 on the debt replacement fund.
Mm-hmm.
And $100,000 on the typical individual asset purchase.
I see. Okay, so that's not completely out of reach for a lot of people that have a nest egg put aside, or they're wondering, how do I turn this into income? And especially, of course, we're talking to a lot of age 50-plus business owners out there who are saying, someday I'll sell this business and I need to replace the income it generates. I know how it creates income. I don't know where I'm going to get income out there with, especially without taking a lot of risk.
That's right. And I would offer, too, that the benefit of the individual purchasing of real estate is you get the income from the day one. But the better part of that picture is that you get appreciation. The capital gain is the hardest part to find.
Mm-hmm.
Without taking the risk of some early stage land deal, you can actually buy an apartment building that's up and running with operating expenses that you've been able to track for the last 5 years and still get a 16 to 19% return per year on that investment. That's what's beautiful about real estate, income and the growth, as long as you don't fee the deal to death.
Yeah, well, there's a reason it's called a real estate. I mean, it's real property. Think about, what do lenders lend on? They lend on properties. They lend on situations that they know that it's going to be there. They know that it's going to be something that's going to stick around for a while. So that's why banks lend on real estate. It's a safe, secure asset. It's going to fluctuate every once in a while. But so what kind of projects are you working on now?
The biggest one right now is the debt replacement fund. We're opening that for business. There's something happening that's going to be a tsunami in the financial market here in the next 3 or 4 years. In years 15, 16, and 17, there's a little over $1.75 trillion of conduit debt coming due. Those conduit loans are the loans that were placed on commercial real estate assets 7 to 10 years ago that are now coming due and available for refinancing, but they were put on at 80% plus loan to value. And I don't believe that we have a substantial portion of our commercial real estate in this country that has risen back in value enough to be able to replace that 80% loan with a 60 or 65% bank loan. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a significant need for capital to bridge that difference between what they can get from a loan and what they're actually needing to replace the loan they have. So I think there's an opportunity there for this debt replacement fund to come in and bridge that gap, either to take out the bank altogether or to be that mezzanine equity piece that these property owners need to fill that gap between the bank loan and what they're losing on their conduit loan.
Interesting. Well, that's a fast. So this is all coming due when now?
In the years 15, 16, and 17. Mm-hmm. If you go on our website, you'll see a chart there that shows that bubble coming to pass. And it's real. It's not. It's undeniable.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to move that is if somehow we have hyperinflation between now and then that drives property value significantly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think our government's weak or strong enough to really be able to make that happen in short order.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fascinating. I mean, there's trends out there. If you can spot those trends, learn about them, get in front of them, you can do really well with some of those things. So where would our listeners go to find out more about this? To your website?
Yeah, you can go. Our website is visionwisecapital.com. You can obviously give us a call. We're at 949-441-5580. We'd be happy to actually walk you through the various components of why we believe there's a huge opportunity for this debt replacement capital fund coming up in this next 3 years. We're also seeing ourselves now being invited onto various platforms at broker-dealer level firms, because I think our distribution channel is actually through the wealth advisors to communicate with them the advantages, familiarize them on what the difference is between direct commercial real estate and the things that they have on their shelves now. And then, therefore, to be able to have that passed on to their private investors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a changing world. There's a lot of talk about alternative investments still, because people thought by now maybe interest rates would be marching back out there, and the Feds keep playing this dance and saying, "Well, no, we're not going to. We can't bring interest rates back into play yet. When they do, who knows what's going to happen? Like you said, maybe there'll be some severe inflation out there. But in the meanwhile, if you're looking for income from your investments without taking a lot of risk at losing because of foreclosure or because of too much debt on your property, why not get in touch with VisionWise Capital? Go to their website, visionwisecapital.com, learn about what they have to offer, find out about it, and then you can make some informed choices. So you're always willing to talk to people when they call in. And
yeah, no question. A large part of what I can't help myself to do is to educate or to teach. I mean, the most enjoyable part of this business for me is to help someone finally understand what they want to understand, but put it in a language and in a method that they can grab it. We have some exciting things happening in terms of assets that we're actually looking at now and vetting for future investments. Mm-hmm. Someone coming to us now would be in a position to learn about those investments in advance so as not to have to make a quick decision, which becomes a quick decision once we get closer to closing the escrow.
Well, that's great. And so if someone wants to use their wealth advisor to come to you, they should probably do that. So then that way they have someone that they're working with. They can say, hey, vet this for me, check it out, learn more about it.
Bill, I like that model best. Our target audience, is, in fact, you see through our goal is to change the way commercial real estate is delivered to and through wealth advisors. That's not happenstance. The fact is, if I can get the wealth advisor to understand the value proposition, they're then able to turn around to their clients who want real estate investments. They're able to familiarize them better and be a fiduciary for them. So now the investor is protected by not only their wealth advisor for the context of how their portfolio should be structured overall and how real estate fits in it, but also from VisionWise Capital, who's a steward of that capital as well.
That's great. Well, that's fascinating. Sanford, as usual, you're always on the cutting edge of this marketplace, and it's always very interesting to talk to you and find out what's going on. I think maybe we do this again to talk about this upcoming trend, because I think you hit on something there that we need to really promote some awareness about and let people know that there's something happening that they might need to be aware of in the next few years, and this is a way to bridge that gap. So
yeah, it's a way for them to get in front of that wave as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure, and I'm always happy to see you, and you're welcome back anytime.
Very good, Bill. Thank you very much.
I've been talking with Sanford Coggins of VisionWise Capital. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back, so please stay tuned with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.